Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm going to put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved everything was going to be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read your Bible. You know what it said. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Yeah. Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya, I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out, deep game, this here's deep, huh? Some of y'all ain't sawing nothing but you're studying trying to reach, huh? But unto him who's able to possess your father by his glory, struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is, this was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can make it.
Well, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. We're going to stop, pump the brakes right there. I just had to give 1 minute to Big Boy upstairs. It's my belief, and I hope it is yours, too. You know, he's going to find a way to help us out with this crazy, 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 crazy world we're living in, because all kind of stuff is going on every day. But it's my belief that Big Boy upstairs is going to reach down and touch each and every one of us to give us a little bit more love, harmony, and all that good stuff. With that being said, again, welcome to the show. This is I Am Indy, and I am your host, Lamont Patterson. And as usual, we got a dynamite show lined up for you. We've got a great, great artist, Mr. John Vento, is going to be blessing us with his music and his expertise, and we're going to be talking about this journey and this fantastic business we were blessed to be in. Let me see. Mr. Vento, are you with us?
Yes, sir, Lamont. How are you today, my friend?
Man, I am so blessed. As they say, too blessed to be stressed.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, too blessed to be stressed, man. I thank you so much, man, for taking time out to come through, man, and chat it up with us.
Thank you for having me.
Man, I understand you got some great stuff going on in your career, man. It's always an honor, should I say, and a pleasure to me, for me, you know, to have, you know, great artists come through here and share their music and stuff. Because, I mean, I've been one of those guys that's been in the industry like 45, 50 years. I'm not trying to date myself, but, you know, I learn something every day.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, there's always a wonderful opportunity in this beautiful world to learn. That is for sure.
Yes. Well, real quickly, John, ladies and gentlemen, we got Mr. John Vento with us, and we're going to be chopping up about this business. We're going to be talking about his current album, Love Lost, and other wreckage, and we're going to be sharing some of his fantastic music with you shortly. But just a minute here, I'm going to, well, right now, matter of fact, I'm going to get all into John's business and find out how he got started in this music business.
Well, you know, I was kind of a late bloomer. I've always loved music, but unlike a lot of my peers, I didn't get serious about it until my early 40s, which is a very late bloomer in the world of music, you know, and going through some personal problems and some personal strifes, and I started to write my feelings and my thoughts, and turned to a great musician and a friend of mine, a fellow named John Fox, and asked him if he thought these words were worthy of musical composition, and he did, and that was the beginning of a ride that is lasted about 16, 17 years of creating original music and collaborating with a lot of wonderful, wonderful people. And I've been very blessed in that regard.
Wow, that's great. Were you, did Did you have any music in your family, dad, moms, or, you know, anything when you're young?
That's a great question. Well, music was everywhere in our family, but my mother's side of the family had an extensive history of professional musicians that dated all the way back to the early 1900s.
Wow.
So it was in and remains in our family. And probably the most famous of them all was a fellow that still plays. His name's Ron Anthony, and he toured with Frank Sinatra on guitar for many, many years. But still a lot of jazz and a lot of blues musicians that came out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, out of our area.
Well, you had it all in your family, man. So you had the blessing and the curse before you even knew it, huh?
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it.
Trust me, I know. I could really tell some things just by some of the titles of your songs.
Yeah, Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage. But, you know, you said Love, Lost, and Other Wreckage, and that's an appropriate title also.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, look, we might could write that one. I'm sure I could add a whole bunch to that one.
Shoot, when there's music that's prominent in one's world, there's certainly some compromises along the way and some sacrifices, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Well, John got a lot of questions here for you. So let's get with the 19. What is it? How's 2019 treating Mr. Vento?
Good.
So
it's
far?
Been good. You know, I feel every day is a blessing. And I've had some health struggles here and there, but, you know, my family is well and my children are well. And, that's the most important part, and I'm blessed with so many wonderful friends. And musically, it's been a great year. You know, we've released the album. We're embarking on a project related to the music, a stage play of the same title. So that's kind of interesting and ambitious. That'll premiere here in Pittsburgh in September. We have two nights booked for a theater production, which features the songs from the Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage album. So
yeah,
there's a lot of good stuff.
I know you're gonna really, really, really enjoy that part.
Yeah, I'm gonna enjoy it when it comes. Right now, it's been nothing but work and trying to nail things down. And I thought musicians were tricky to work with. Man, actors are even. Oh man.
Wow, boy, look. Hey, look, he's singing to the choir now.
Sounds like you know both.
Well, I am an actor now, but my roots has always been in music. And what I found out from being an artist, from being a producer, from being a manager, from being a record label, now being an actor, there's one thing that courses through all of that, and that is we haven't seen a movie or a TV show without any music for how many years, how many decades now? So
wow.
every commercial, every TV show, mm-hmm. every movie have music. And almost every actor want to play with the music some kind of way. So,
yeah.
you know, there's
yeah.
definitely a natural synergy there. So
that
where
are
you going
sure.
basically? Yeah, where you're going
right.
is basically a natural course for you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're so right. Everybody acts like, not acts, but, you know, I get a lot of folks that are just shocked that we're taking this project on. And I said, well, the album and the stories behind the album is real life, and it is a play.
Right.
You know? So we're
why wouldn't you take it on? Why wouldn't you take it on for all the right reasons? Man, you got every reason in the world to take it on because it's really just an expansion.
It really is. It's a natural extension of the lyrics. I mean, the lyrics are so important on this project, and they are the basis that create the story for the stage play.
Wow, so that could be a twofold, because from the stage play, you know, to a film is just basically next door, you know.
Yeah, you see that's
well, wouldn't that be something?
You know, I'm ready to.
Well, I mean,
the
music is the, you know, the music is the catalyst. You know what I'm saying? Because you look up one day and some of your songs is on a commercial or on somebody's film somewhere, and then next thing you know, you'll be scoring somebody's movie.
That would certainly be a wonderful thing, and you know that it would be a logical progression. That's for sure.
Well, I already put it out there in the universe for you. So
I like it. I like the way you think.
Yes, sir. All the way up, buddy. All the way up.
Yep.
So question: is there a video with this album?
There's a lot of videos of the songs. We just released the new one today. I have a YouTube channel, John Vento Music. And you'll see a bunch of the videos of the new songs. There's some live material there, but primarily there are videos that you know, linked into the album completely, yes.
Oh, that's great. I know our listeners are definitely going to go check all them out. I know we kind of touched
you.
A little bit about you. I know we kind of touched a little bit on your background and growing up and your early music stuff. But did you play during your school years? During high school?
No, I really didn't. Well, no. I mean, I love music, and I would pretend to be a singer. You know, I'd scream over top of records and the radio. And, of course, we all sound great when we're singing to the radio. and I tricked myself into thinking that I actually knew what I was doing, and I dabbled into music as a singer in my mid-20s. And thankfully, I had some wonderful friends who reminded me how terrible I was, which was a blessing because that takes real love, you know. So I kind of got out of it for a while, and then. You know, as I mentioned earlier, in my early 40s, kind of returned with a vengeance and have been there ever since.
Wow. That's funny what you said. There were some real friends. You know, most of my friends would be saying, shut up, boy. Get out of here with that noise. I even had that from my parents. Boy, I just got home from work. We stopped making all that noise, but guess what? When I first got my first gold, when I got my first gold record, all that stuff changed.
Yeah, that's true. I as the years went by and I worked hard to improve and surrounded myself with high quality musicians, you know, there was a sea change. But it took work, as you know. It doesn't happen by accident. So congratulations to you on your accomplishments, and of course, all of us would love to have a gold record someday.
Man, it's there, you know, and I want to chat with you a little bit about that, because I was reading some things that you said, you know, of course, I'm not gonna say of course, but you know, I came from kind of like the old guard or the old school, as people say, when it used to take us, 2 weeks to get some music, you know, to Asia. Now you do it, less than 30 seconds. The industry's been changed tremendously from the time that I started. And one thing that I find, you know, somewhat disturbing, because you remember back in the day when they used to have real true A&R departments? The guys would really come out and check you out, and you know, then you end up getting signed and getting a deal and go through the whole process. But at the same time, you know, an A&R guy could actually get a wonderful group and they release the wrong music, the wrong song, and that group gets dropped, as well as the guy gets fired, you know. But moving fast forward, what I'm seeing now with the whole change with, you know, the advent of the internet and how music is served to the consumers, basically the major record companies are using independent record labels such as myself, you know, to break the music. You know, if we throw, show success with an artist, then, you know, here they come, which I can understand as a businessman. It reduces the risk factor because if
sure
the artist or the music, yeah, if the music and the artists have legs, of course, you know, here they come. And I tell everybody, money only means something to the people that don't have it. It don't mean nothing to the people that do. So with that being, you know, with that being said, they use us independent labels for A&R departments.
Right.
And,
yeah, because there's no investment in development anymore.
Oh, no, no, no. They don't want to do that. Like I said, they make the independent labels assume all the risk. You know what I'm saying? We assume all of that. And then the thing that's disturbing to me as an artist, I'm sure you probably notice as well, everybody out there is not computer literate. It's a wonderful thing if you are. But if you don't have your
right.
social networking down, or if you don't have the team
right.
or the mechanisms and the ability to work the YouTube, you know, the Twitter, the Facebook,
yep.
You know, all these other social networking what you call it? I got the name on the tip of my tongue. But to work all these things, so what does that mean? Your music don't get heard?
Yeah, it does. That's what it means. I had lunch today with a guy, has a great horn band here in Pittsburgh, and they can't get any traction. So he called me. He said, you know, if you don't mind, I see your stuff. I see your videos. I see your Facebook page. And would you mind giving me some input and some guidance? And we had a wonderful conversation, but sadly, it's way more than just great music and great musicianship.
Right, right.
You know, and
right.
frankly, I don't know anything about all that stuff. I've been blessed to have people around me that help and have been so wonderful in helping. Well, not more than helping. They're actually doing it for me. You know, the Instagram and the Twitter and the YouTube and the what's the other thing? The hashtag stuff?
Right.
Come on, I don't know
right.
anything about that stuff. Right. I'm a singer and maybe, you know, and a rock and roll guy. I'm 58 years old trying to create good music. But, you
well,
know, now
I had
the first
to learn,
thing that a label looks. Yeah, I know. I know. I understand the concepts, but I'm not well versed. I'm pretty good with creating the content. It's the implementation that I am behind on.
Well, the fact is, you know how to stay in your lane. And then, see, the other thing that I want our listeners to really, really understand, it's very important to know what you don't know. You have to first
exactly.
know what you don't know. And once you
right.
figure out what it is that you don't know, then you should be smart enough to seek out those that do know.
Bingo. Right.
To me, that's just like basic common sense. Like, wow.
Yep.
Because if you're not computer literate, these other people are not going to take time to hear your music. All they want to see is your numbers. Mm-hmm. Once they see your numbers, and if your numbers are respectable, then they'll listen to your music. They don't listen to your music first. It don't happen like that no
right.
more. You know.
Yep. Yep.
Just don't.
And those numbers are big. I mean, I had somebody tell me, and I don't know if this is true or not, but 100,000 YouTube subscribers, 7,000 Instagram followers.
Right.
See, for me, at this point in my life, I'm about creating a song that is meaningful to one human being. We're standing in front of an audience in a 50-seat venue and seeing faces that are connecting with me. To me, that's way more important than 100,000 YouTube subscribers. Because I'm not looking to be a pop star or try to build, you know, some kind of a social media, what do they call those? Social media, influencers. They're social media influencers.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I would love to have 1 million people watch this new video that we put out. I'd love it. But it's the content and the quality of the music and the lyrics that is the first priority, and if it breaks from there, great.
If it doesn't, that's just as great, because we're proud of what we are producing.
Right. Yeah, what I say is it's really important when a song has legs of its own, because if it don't have no legs, the rest of it don't matter. It's not going to stand, you know? And the song got to have legs of its own.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. My original drummer in my band and a dear friend of mine, a guy named Ron Beidle, he was 20 years old in a band called Wild Cherry, and they recorded a song called Play That Funky Music.
I remember the group well.
That band was out of the Pittsburgh area region, and they're all kids, and they were a hard rock band, but because of disco, they were losing gigs. Mm-hmm. So they came up with this slogan, Play That Funky Music, White Boy. They recorded the song and went back to playing hard rock and playing, you know, biker bars. And out of the blue, they get a phone call. That song that you recorded is climbing the charts and could be number one within a month. And, of course, you talk about legs. Here we are, what, 43 years later? And tell me who doesn't know that song, Play That Funky Music.
Yeah, they still eating off that song, too.
They certainly are. The writer of that song, I don't know the numbers, but they're huge. Sadly, we lost Ronnie a year and a half ago unexpectedly, the drummer. But he certainly received performance royalties as the drummer of the song, and so did the other guys in the band.
Yeah, I remember,
I'm not sure
that
that's
song.
The case anymore, you know? Oh, yeah, it's a great song. Everybody plays it. But I don't know how it all works nowadays, because how do you physically sell product? It's tricky.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing, well, especially, you know, like the, what is it, the Kmart's or the Best Buy's. I'm not sure if you have some of those stores down there.
That used to
carry physical product, physical CDs, but, you know, a lot of stores, man, are taking that stuff off the shelf. So
they sure are.
It is. It is, you know, and we don't have the record stores on every corner no more like we used to have.
Like we used to, yep.
So what you're saying is absolutely correct. It's really tricky to sell music, and a lot of groups have taken to the road. You know, they're touring and doing live engagements, and selling merchandise simultaneously.
Yeah, I merchandise and live performance. That's their primary revenue source.
Yes.
You know, because it isn't like when we were younger. I know, I don't know how old you are, but I revealed that I'm 58. So, you know,
I'm 69, John.
Okay, so you got 10 years on me. Then you were even in the world of the 60s when it was so exciting to go buy a single, to run out to the store and buy a 45.
I had a 45 record player in my car.
I had
a 45 record player in my car, yeah.
Wow.
It didn't work for crap until I stopped, though, because I sure couldn't drive with it, because, you know, it had little springs in it, but it didn't work. It only worked when you stop.
Isn't that funny? No,
yeah,
but
I'm
I mean,
really
think about the explosion.
Now.
No, it's just amazing, the music. I love watching those documentaries on Motown, Muscle Shoals, the Wrecking Crew from California in the 60s. Those guys were pumping out incredible music, and the revenue was outrageous. You know, they were
hadn't found out how to get stupid with the business. But John, listen, we got I want to play some of your stuff. We got Rainbows and Lightning queued up here for you. And we're going to let our listeners put their ear on that. But everybody, we're talking to John Vento. And what I always like to say, turn the air conditioner up and let the windows down and put your ear on this. This is Rainbows and Lightning.
Pictures of pictures and pictures of frames, looking through lenses for a sparkle or flame. If I can see a love that looks like success, then maybe next time I won't make such a mess. Searching for something with no shame and no blame. A picture perfect love, it's not just a game. In a movie on a bench in the park, thought I could find the look of love from afar. Then into focus, much to my surprise, there stood an angel looking into my eyes. Pictures of paintings, I put love in a frame. From that perspective, it just isn't the same as being there and seeing how hard I fail. Catching my breath between heaven and hell. Love can be frightening, but it's beautiful too. Rainbows and lightning between me and you.
Mr. John Vento, and hey, love, lust, and lightning.
Oh yeah,
I said that wrong, didn't I?
Love, lust, and other wreckage. That's okay.
I know. I said that wrong. Hey, John, what was you thinking about it for a minute?
That's okay, but the song was Rainbows and Lightning. So there you go.
Yes, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man.
Thank you for playing. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. Well, that's what we do. That's what we do. Each one teach one, man. We got to help each other. If not, man, what are we here for?
Yeah, that's so true. You know, I've learned in the release of this album and through Michael Stover and MTS Management how many wonderful people like you are out there supporting independent music. I had no idea. there was just so much passion and sincerity in bringing independent artists to people's audiences. So it's I'm humbled and appreciative, my friend.
Well, John, too, I don't know about the Pittsburgh area, but I know, like yourself, I come from a music background and family, but even in school, we had choir, we had band
yeah.
in school all
yeah.
up through, my high school. It was like, it was a elective, it was just there if you wanted to do
sure.
it. You know what I mean? I've noticed
yep.
that they've taken a lot of those programs out of schools. And so to me, what's happened is we've lost a lot of musicians. We've gained a lot of people that's computer literate that know how to sample
yeah.
and fly in sounds and all that mess. But, we've lost a lot of musicians, and I don't know what our political people or congressmen, senators, but I really would hope and think at some point in time they start putting more music programs, at the elementary school level.
I couldn't agree more with you. That's so well said. It, when I see these gaming classes, I mean, there's classes in college on computer games. But if they're cutting the budget in the music department, what
right.
the hell's going on here? Well, maybe we're showing our age, Lamont. What could I say?
Well, but look. Well, that's why, the question was, the point was, and that's kind of like why we do what we do, because I recognize that, man. I deal with a lot of artists, across genres, and I hear some guys tell me, hey, man, well, I if you play it for me, I could play it. And I'm like, well, if I play it for you, I play it myself. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
That's why
right.
when you hire musicians and you give them a chart, you kind of like ready to go. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
but
yeah.
you find that a lot of guys, they we used to call it play by heart. They just pick it up, but they have no formal training.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah, those
great.
Guys, some of them are monsters, but they can't
yeah,
read.
Yeah, but they're excluded from a lot of jobs as well because of that.
Yep, yep. Well, I have to tell you, if you don't mind, I'm going to give a shout out to a lot of young musicians here in Pittsburgh. We are in a surge of young, talented musicians, especially blues artists. I mean, 16, 17-year-old guitar players. We had a couple, kid named Elias Corey, another one, Pierce Dipner. They are serious, soulful, great guitar players. And there's others, young bands, in their 20s and so on. So there's a real surge here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, of young musicians that are actually playing instruments and singing and producing live music. And it's refreshing.
That's great. Yeah, it is. That's great. At least we know we got something to look forward to, huh?
I think so. And I'm also involved here in Pittsburgh with an organization called Band Together Pittsburgh. And we create music opportunities for kids that are on the autism spectrum. And, man, you talk about something that's fulfilling and fun. And some of these young people are so talented and gifted. They might be a little different, from what we consider so-called normal. But the music
right.
they create is just wonderful, man. It has been such a blessing. It's been a God thing to be connected with this organization.
That's powerful, John. Dude,
there's hope. There's hope.
Yeah, that's powerful. And you're absolutely right. Some of those are so gifted and so talented. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
totally
there's a train of thought that some of the great, great, great jazz musicians, some of them may have even been on the autism spectrum. Because the music they created was so unique and abstract that their brains and their creative side of their brain, was at a place that most folks couldn't go. And it's
yeah.
so wonderful. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Let me see. couldn't go and still haven't gotten there.
And haven't got nothing, so it's gotten there.
So, John, tell us, are you going to be hitting the road to support this record? What are you doing?
Not at this time. The focus is on the play. But I certainly would love, I think, as we get past the play and into September, after that point, I have a really great group of musicians for a live performance, and we've really refined. I'd love to do some regional performances, Cleveland, D.C., Buffalo, New York. And I certainly, Michael and I have talked about that, and that is absolutely on the radar screen. Right now, the primary promotion, primarily, we promoted the album through, as what we were discussing earlier, the digital outlets and social media. But I certainly want to perform it live.
That's fantastic, man. I know it's going to do well.
Well, thank you, Lamont.
We're definitely going to continue to play it for you as well, you know, put it out there. We got
Thank you so much.
Not a problem, sir. It's, like I said, my pleasure. Humble Way, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Humble Way is actually very personal, even though it's kind of a rock and roll song and seems to be upbeat. Humble Way is when you get knocked down a few pegs. You know, you think you're cool, you're cocky, and you got it going on. And then maybe out of the blue, you take a knee right between the legs, if you know what I mean. And that certainly happened to me. You know, I was flying high and acted like I was one cool dude. And then all of a sudden, it cost me a great relationship with a wonderful woman. And then a few months later, I'm diagnosed with kidney cancer. So, you know, and then you sit back and you realize that, you know what, stuff can happen at any moment that brings you down to size. And those lyrics were created by my friend and collaborator, Bert Lovell. It's a song about humility and taking a step back.
Yeah, it's amazing how we tend to take so much for granted until Big Boy upstairs slap us down and tell us to really slow down and appreciate what we got.
Yep, so that's what Humble Way is all about.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You know the drill. Turn the air conditioner up, let the windows down, and put your ear on this. This is Mr. John Vento and Humble Way.
Thunder Road on the radio. Promised land for that Romeo. Kept the faith, kept hope alive. Took a bite of humble pie. Man in black on a TV show. Surrender sweet baritone. From his heart it did the time. Learned to love. I want to become your man in a humble.
Mr. John Vento in a humble way, y'all. I think this world could use a little bit more humility, sir, don't you think?
I do. I know I needed to get a little more humility, and it worked. Oh, yeah, the good Lord made sure of that.
He made sure you saw that stop sign, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's so true.
So, John, tell us about the, you know, the players on that song.
Well, the primary players for the whole album, our producer, David Granati, who is out of Pittsburgh, he's a great guitar player, and you just heard some of those licks. He played 99% of the guitars on the album and the bass guitar. And the drummer on that song is a drummer I've worked with for many years live, a guy named Bob Featherland. And keyboardist is David's brother, Herm Granati. And the female vocalist, which you may have noticed, was also on the other track that you played. And she's on every track throughout the album. And the only background vocalist, Cheryl Ann Hawk, because, you know, the whole album is about relationships. And the good, the bad, the ugly, or love, lust, and other wreckage. And we wanted to have a female vocalist in a prominent role in each song. And Cheryl Ann was just the perfect person for that assignment. She's just a great singer and a great person, and it was a real pro in every step of the way of this project, which took about 2.5 years to record.
I just noticed something else, John. You're not only talented, you're smart. So you got,
I am?
So we say you got the female on there.
Well, I got to give my friend Bert Lobel, who was a primary co-writer, I got to give Bert the credit. He brought that up to us about 6 months in. You know, we talked about it. I mean, I agreed immediately. But, yeah, it's interesting to have that complimentary female voice. And it's really not in a necessarily as a duet, but
right.
More in a supporting way.
I agree, and she it helps. She has a nice voice, and she can sing. So those
yep.
are definitely
yep.
pluses.
Yes, sir.
Well, John, we got something else here. I told you, boy, your titles speak for themselves. I hope I didn't fall in love. Queued up.
Yeah, with you. Yeah, that's an old Tom Waits cover, and you know that's the phase of a relationship when love is the last thing on your mind. But let's say that other activities are the first thing on your mind. And that's a bad place to be, you know? So that track is the only cover on the album that we have. And I just thought it was perfect to transition from getting through all the ugliness to maybe being open to accept love and to move forward in a positive way.
And that is the hardest thing for some people to do, is to move forward in a positive way and discard all the baggage.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is. It sure is.
I'm sorry, John. But anyway,
I can't relate to anything. I can't. You're hitting some nerves there, Lamont. All right.
I apologize, sir. It's just
no,
that,
it's
you know what,
good,
man?
Brother.
All the great songs really do hit nerves. Music is, you always say and do say, music is actually the international language. When you have great songs, they do elicit emotions.
There's no question about it. And they come from emotions. You know, the writer
Absolutely.
Obviously felt something. So,
absolutely,
yep.
absolutely. Everybody, but here we go. You know the drill. Turn the air conditioner up, let the windows down, and put your ear on this one. This is Mr. John Vento. I hope I don't fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
love with you. Cause falling in love just makes me blue. Well, the music plays and you display your heart for me to see. I had a beer and now I hear you calling out for me. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. The room is crowded, people everywhere. And I wonder, should I offer you my chair? Well, if you sit down with this old clown, I'll take that frown and break it. Before the evening's gone away, I think that we could make it. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. I can see you're lonesome just like me. And it being late, you'd like some company. Now I've had two, I look at you, you look right back at me. The guy you're with, he's up and split, the chair next to you is free. And I hope that you don't fall in love with me. Does funny things inside a man. Those tomcat feelings you don't understand. Well, I turn around to look at you, you light a cigarette. I wish I had the guts to bum one, but we've never met. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Closing time, the music's fading out. Last call for drinks, I'll have another stout. But I turn around to look at you, you're nowhere to be found. I search the place for your lost face, I guess I'll have another round. And I think that I just fell in love with you.
Okay, your girl Miss Dramaganza? Mm-hmm, check. Lip gloss? Check. Mascara? Check. I am Indy with the homie K Biddy? Check, check. You listening to Blog Talk Radio, baby, and I love you for it. Mwah.
Yeah, we're back in the building, Mr. John Vento. You all right?
I'm all good, brother. I'm all good.
All right. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That was another one of your compositions. You wrote that one?
No, no. That was an old Tom Waits song from the 70s. We did not write that one. It's the only cover that we have on the album.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I think you did mention that.
That's
earlier.
Okay.
Well, tell me, John, who do you listen to when you're not listening to you?
Well, I enjoy all kinds of music. I listen to, actually, I don't like to listen to myself too much because I get sick of myself. But first of all, the music that I think is the greatest ever created was Motown. So I can go over and over and listen to the Temps and the Four Tops, and my favorite is Marvin Gaye. Amongst the legends, I think he's the top of the heap, in my humble opinion. I also like folk music, from Dylan to one of my heroes, Harry Chapin, and James Taylor. And then I also enjoy contemporary Christian music. it's just my girlfriend Michelle is, that's all she listens to is contemporary Christian music, and she turned me on to that. And we listen to K-Love, and it's just really great stuff coming out of that genre, and some contemporary country, and you know, and I enjoy some of the young pop artists of today that that are out there. So my musical taste is wide open. I respect and appreciate all kinds of artists. Yep.
And you know,
but if I only had an hour to live, yeah, but if you said to me, you got 60 minutes to live, and besides making your peace right with the Lord, what's the other thing you're going to do? I would put on a Marvin Gaye album. So that's at the top of my list.
What's going on? Yes.
Wow.
I had the pleasure of knowing Marvin and working with him on a couple occasions and playing basketball with him because he thought he could ball a little bit.
Wow. So you're from Detroit, Lamont?
No, I'm from actually Texas.
From Texas?
Yes, sir.
But through music, you got to know Marvin.
Yes, sir. Well, where I come from,
wow,
he did three things. Where I come from, he either picked cotton, played music, or played sports.
Right. Wow.
Behind it. So we ended up with the music.
That's wonderful.
So that's good to know, man. You have a great appreciation for music, and I could definitely hear it and tell within your music and your songs and stuff, and I'm sure you're going to go a long, long, long way, and I mean, your humility is there, man, and that's also very, very refreshing, man, so I want to applaud you on that one.
Thank you. Thank you, Lamont.
So we got a couple minutes left on the show, man, so let's spend a couple minutes, man, I mean, you know, giving you a little shout outs, telling people where they can go get your music. And
sure.
I want to tell, you know, my buddy, Michael Stover over there, give him a shout out, man. We've been working together a few
years. Absolutely.
He definitely knows.
Yeah, I'm really, Michael's a top notch guy, and it's a blessing to be part of his MTS musical family. He treats all of his artists like family. And, you know, if you want to find me, you can, my website, johnvento.com, and that's John, J-O-H-N-V-E-N-T-O, johnvento.com, and all the usual outlets like Facebook, Instagram, and that stuff. I'm at John Vento Music, and also I have a YouTube channel with a lot of videos, including live performances, and so, you know, kind of just look me up, and I'm pretty lucky because there's not a whole lot of John Ventos in the music world. There is regular world.
Change your name to, hey John, change your name to Smith,
yeah,
and say that.
That's okay. I think I'll stick with where I am. So, you know, I'm out and about, and Michael's been such a great supporter. Now I'll stick with Vento, Lamont. That's okay.
I know. So I told you he was a smart man. Didn't I say that?
Yeah, even with just a high school diploma, you can still be smart, right?
Hey, absolutely. The smartest. Because guess what? That means you had something that everybody else don't have. You know, the old people used to call it horse sense, you know, and then they changed it to
horse
common
sense. Right.
And then we then we found out that common sense isn't common. Everybody
like
don't
that,
have man. It, John. Everybody don't have
oh,
it. I'm
yeah.
sorry. They just don't.
Not true.
But John, listen, I've definitely had a blast with you, man, and definitely keep us informed, keep us abreast of the play. Let us know, you know, what's
I
going
shall.
On with that, man. We would love to continue to support you and definitely support the play. And the first time they pick up one of your songs in somebody's soundtrack to somebody's movie, be sure to let me know because I want to be the first to say that I told you so.
you got a deal, my brother. I appreciate your kindness and your support, and I wish you a blessed evening.
All right. Thank you, sir. Much love.
Thank you.
John Vento,
right,
everybody. All right. John Vento, everybody. If you just joined us recently, you could hear the whole show in its entirety all around the world, wherever you be. And if you don't know how to get it, go to worldmovement.com and just plug it in, or either plug in me, Lamont Patterson. And if that don't work, you know, ask your mama, to ask your daddy, to ask your neighbor, to ask the guy at the gas station, the one that delivered milk and the bread. Somebody know how to get at me to get this show. So you have no excuse. Catch us out next week, same time, 2 p.m. PST. Bless up.
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Angie on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Kay Diddy. Ciao.
Who am I? A man to tell. A wife will be.
Your touch.